A tidal wave of evictions is predicted for later this summer. A ban on evictions in Connecticut is set to expire next week, and pandemic unemployment payments will dry up next month. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio reports that now a broad coalition of advocates want Governor Ned Lamont to extend the eviction moratorium and establish a significant rent relief program.
A moratorium makes it illegal for landlords in Connecticut and New York to evict tenants who haven't paid their rent. It's to protect renters, often low income, from losing their homes after many have already lost their jobs because of the economic shutdown. All that will change soon. The moratorium on evictions in Connecticut expires June 30th. In New York, it's August 20th. Now, advocates for renters' rights fear eviction proceedings will flood the courts this fall. Ian Wilder is with Long Island Housing Services.
There's going to be a lot of evictions because a lot of people are in financial trouble.
Wilder thinks it might overwhelm the court system. And there's the domino effect. Landlords rely on rental income to pay property taxes and mortgages. If they don't pay, they could face foreclosure.
How do you deal with the property owners absorbing the loss of all that rent in terms of them paying their mortgages and the effect that has on the economy?
Some advocates for renters' rights want the moratorium on evictions to be extended, but Wilder says the state or federal government might have to step in with assistance to renters, landlords, or both.
Otherwise, it's going to go from pandemic to pandemonium.
Some fair housing advocates say pandemonium is avoidable. Cancel rent payments, create a rental assistance program, and prevent an impending wave of homelessness that would only exacerbate the health crisis. Constanza Segovia is a community activist with the Cancel Rent movement in Connecticut, and she thinks communities of color will be hit the hardest, the same communities that have already been disproportionately impacted by the health effects of the pandemic.
Our cities were Black and other people of color mostly live are the most impacted, are where most of the renters in the state live.
Segovia says the state should, quote, cancel rent by setting up a robust rental assistance program where the landlord applies for the rent relief.
Undocumented people in Connecticut can access the relief because they would not be the ones applying for it. So that would not imply them having to disclose their immigration status to the landlord.
Nearly 150 advocacy groups, religious organizations, and local governments agree with Segovia. They sent a petition to Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont to extend the eviction moratorium until the health crisis is over and to allocate more of the federal money the state received from the CARES Act to help renters and stabilize landlords. Amy Epler Epstein is an attorney with the New Haven Legal Assistance Association. She says Connecticut should take a cue from how nearby states earmarked their federal money for rental assistance. Epler Epstein says Connecticut is considering a plan to use $12.5 million to help renters, out of $1.4 billion received from the feds. She says that's not enough.
In comparison, Vermont has put aside $42 million for rental assistance, New Jersey $100 million. Pennsylvania, $150 million. And so we're just really behind other states in what we're setting aside to meet this need.
Epler Epstein says the safety nets available to many renters are not available to everyone.
Undocumented workers were not even eligible for either the stimulus check or the unemployment. But their renters and their tenants and their taxpayers and they're hardworking people, and they have landlords who have bills to pay.
She says other industries, like the airlines, have received pandemic bailouts, and renters deserve help, too.
Let's save our cities. Let's save our rental markets. Let's save our housing markets. Let's save our tenants and the landlords who rely on that rent and the cities who rely on the property taxes.
And Epler Epstein says the state should act now to prevent a new pandemic of evictions and homelessness. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.